Thank you for listening to a message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. The following sermon was recorded during our Sunday morning worship service. The notes for this sermon are available on our website at www.manhattanchurch.org/sermonnotes. We hope that this message will be helpful to you and encourage you to explore the Word of God. And now, this week's message.
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
Amen. It is always a privilege and a pleasure to speak before you. And there's no better place to be than be here in the Manhattan House of Christ. And I just give God this glory and this honor that he has allowed me to come here and speak to you. Community of Hope. It's not something that was started 30 years ago, but something that was started some 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came on scene. He created Community of Hope. Let me talk a little bit about that, if you will. Thank you, Joshua. That reading was nice. And all the testimonies and everything that was said and the songs. All I need to do is just pray and we're out of here, right? I mean, everything pretty much been said and done. But I believe there's a little bit more we can add. As Joshua was reading, Jesus was speaking to Peter. Peter had denied the Lord three times. But now, Jesus restores Peter. For every time Peter denied Jesus, Jesus wanted him to confess his love for him. So Peter denied him three times. So Jesus asked him three times. You see, every denial must be covered with love. And sometimes I too must be careful that the things I do and say don't deny my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because like Peter, I'm subject to do something that perhaps may deny that Jesus is Lord in my life. So I must be careful, or else I'll have to confess I do love you, Lord. Jesus, I'm not comfortable with this, but I need this. Notice, Jesus didn't ask Peter if he was sorry. He didn't ask Peter if he would not do it again. Because he knew if Peter confessed his love, that he truly loved Jesus, he would never do it again. And he would make every effort to never allow himself to even consider denying Jesus. Simon, son of Jesus, do you truly love me? Jesus, I believe, wanted Peter to look deep in his heart, like he calls us to. Look deep in your heart and ask yourself, do you truly love Jesus? So he asked Peter, and he called him Simon, son of Jonas. Do you truly love me? Now, I believe each and every one of us, if asked that, we would say yes. But you see, it's what we do in life determine how much we love Jesus and how far we're willing to go in life that says we love Jesus. So it's more than just words, but as Carl said, reflection, look in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus. And Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. Even when I denied you, you knew I truly loved you." Peter loved Jesus. But he was human. And he was weak. So he denied Jesus He said he didn't know Jesus. But now Jesus, being the Lord he is, the loving God he is, he restores Peter. And he restores Peter in front of all the disciples. He wanted them to know, hey, Peter is back. Peter is with you. And I'm with Peter. So he has him confess his love three times. You know, perhaps sometimes in life we too have to look deep and consider our love for Jesus. Because sometimes we are called to do things that only love will get us through. Only if you love Jesus will you do this. Only if you love Jesus will you do that. Even sometimes get up and come to church. If you love Jesus, you're going to think more about him than about your comfort. Instead of picking up the remote, you're going to pick yourself up and you're going to get ready. And you go because Jesus is waiting. And because you love Jesus. And Jesus asked them, do you love me more than these? More than the world? Willing to give up it all, give it all up for me? I believe Peter perhaps thought about Luke 14:25. When Jesus says, you must not have anyone above me. You must love me more than your mother, your sister, your brother, your father, your sons and your daughters. Perhaps Peter thought about that. Perhaps we should always think about that. Who do I love? Is there anyone I love more than Jesus? If we love anyone more than Jesus, then Jesus is not Lord. That person that we love more is Lord and God. You can't serve two. We must choose. He says, feed my sheep. If you love me, you will take care of those that I love. You see, we can't confess love for Jesus and then don't love one another. We can't confess love for Jesus and don't love those who are less fortunate than we are. We can't love Jesus and look down on our fellow man or woman. No, we love Jesus, we love them. Do you truly love me? You see, God had a purpose for Peter. And only his love for Jesus would see him through. Only his love for Jesus would see him through. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said to Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, the Son, the living God. And he said, Peter, upon you I will build my church. You see, he had a purpose for Peter. It was more than just to hang out with him. Because Jesus knew he would leave, and he would leave Peter behind. But he had a purpose for Jesus like he had a purpose for Peter like he has for us. Each and every one of us, God has a purpose for. God was about to establish a community of hope. And he was going to use Peter to kick it off. Peter was going to be the man. Jesus had already spoken and said he's going to build his church on what Peter said. So now he restores Peter, put him in place. He's now in position to do God's will. A community of hope was about to be established. Community of hope, where all will be welcome, regardless of what you may think or what you may believe or what you may say or even do, you are still welcome in God's house. You are welcome in God's kingdom. You are welcome in God's love. A community of hope where love would govern. That would be what would drive the community of hope. the love for Jesus, the love for the Lord, the love for the Holy Spirit, and the love for one another. That would drive the community of hope. And that is what has driven the community of hope some 2,000 years later. That is why the community of hope exists now. You see, this is a community of hope. This is a community of hope. God's people coming together for the purpose of God. Coming together in Jesus' name. Jesus said, wherever two or more gather in my name, there I am. Wow, there's a lot of us, so we know Jesus is here. A community that will last forever. 2,000 plus years later, Community of Hope is still in existence. We are the community. A community with no walls or barriers. We don't build walls. We tear down walls. And everyone is welcome in God's house and in God's kingdom. There is no walls here. There never will be walls. We don't build walls to keep people out. We tear them down so people can come in. And we do that through showing love for one another. Whether you black, white, blue, or green, you love one another. Whether you short, tall, this way, that way, whatever, you love one another because that is who God loves. And you love what God loves. We cannot love God and not love what He loves. You want to love, you want to show me love, you want to prove you love me, then love what I love. Love my wife, love my children, love my friends, love my in-laws. I got to include him, he's here. Yeah, you know that would bring problems later. A community with no barriers. A community that will stretch around the world. Wherever you go, and you say you're Christian, they know who you are, what you represent, what you're about. A community with no walls, with no barriers. And when we have difficulty with one another, we resolve it with one another. Because it's what God wants. And we always want to do what God wants. Even when we don't want. Even when it's hard for us. We do it because it's God's will. A community that would stretch around the world. What else goes all around the world except Jesus? Wherever you go, there's a Christian somewhere there. The word of God is preached somewhere there. Maybe it's undercover, but it's still there. Patty and I, we used to do a lot of traveling with the church. And I was with another church, and a lot of people came, and they would hear me speak, and they would invite me later to come and speak at their congregation. So we got to travel a lot all throughout the Northeast. We've been places where the only blacks there was us. We've been places we didn't know exist. But they called us. They sent me an email saying, hey, brother, I heard you preach the other day, and we'd like to invite you here. Well, you know, old Satan. Nah, you don't want to go there. God called. God called. I rise. I go. Places I never knew exist. Northborough, Massachusetts. Pat and I went there. Lovely community of believers. Man, they make you feel just like family should. We got ready to leave. We stayed the night. They fixed us breakfast in the morning. We drove to church having a good time. They looked forward to me speaking. They had heard about me and blah, blah, blah. And it was a great time. We got ready to leave. Apparently, I made a bad turn. And I was like in a twilight zone. We pulled up to this gas station that looked like it was from the 30s with them old round pumps and a little country store. So I get out. I'm hesitant about getting out. Now, I know I just finished preaching. I know God is with me. I know he's going to bring us back because I got to speak next week someplace else. But we need gas. I get out. Keep looking back, make sure Patty's still there. No, come on, you've seen those movies. You get out. You go in the store. You come out. Your wife is gone. And ain't nobody seen him. And she's right there. She bear witness to what I'm saying. It's God's honest truth. So I go in the store. And I'm looking around and looking on the wall, seeing the different things on the wall. I'm not used to seeing these things on the wall. And he said, can I help you? No. That's all right. I think I made a wrong turn. I was going to ask for direction, but I think I remember now. If I didn't, I did. I was going to drive out there and find my way. I come back, look, Pat's still on the car. Thank you, Lord. Get in the car and go. But you see, God had called us there, and we went. God calls us in the community of hope to be part of the community of hope. He calls us more than just to take up oxygen. He calls us more than just to sit in the pews and look pretty and handsome, guys. He calls us unto him. And he has a purpose for us. And he wants us to rise. To rise. A community built from love and on love. You see, if we didn't have love, we wouldn't be here. We would walk past one another pretty much and not even acknowledge one another. And that is a sad, 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 sad thing. Because I've been there. Been in the church. When people would come by and walk past or wouldn't sit where I was, as if I was invisible. Right here in good old New York City. I'm like, wow. We never went there no more. No, this was in Brooklyn. We never went there anymore. We felt so, so isolated. But you see, God, love, true love for God, we'll climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest ocean, and walk on the hottest fire. And we do it all for what? Love. Come on, how many of us have jumped on a plane and flew to California just to be with somebody they think they're in love with? 5,000 miles. Or is it 3,000? 3,000. 5,000. Whatever. It's more than 1,000. And you go there because you're in love. You're knocking on a door. She didn't even know you was coming, but you're in love. You see, that's what love will do. If we love Jesus like that, there is nothing for Jesus we won't do. Volunteers are needed for Jesus. Count me in. Jesus' sheep come in all colors and size, some with lacks and some with dislacks. Some born with silver spoons, some born with wooden spoons. some with privilege and some underprivileged. Some require a little nurturing while others require a lot. But he called Peter to love them all. And he called you and he called me to love them. We don't look at the person condition. We look at the person. And that person is a human being that is loved by God. Just like he loves us. God called us to love them. Whether you're a product of Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Pepperdine U, Abilene Christian U, or no U at all, God's love is the same for us all. He doesn't care where you come from, how much ED you got. All he cares is that you are his creation and he loves you. And he wants the best for all those that he loves and all those that love him. Like Peter, we are all called to love and take care of one another. We see a brother or sister in need, we see how we can fill that need. Perhaps they may say, no, I'm okay. But we, in the spirit of Jesus, offer our service and show our love. No amen to that?
Amen.
All right, don't get me to preaching now. Because I haven't said anything yet. This is just the opening. In Matthew 6:19, Jesus preaches about putting treasures in heaven. Y'all recall that scripture, portion of scripture? He talks about putting treasures in heaven where thieves don't break in and steal, and where it doesn't rust. Treasures we put in heaven that will last forever. The greatest treasure I believe you and I can put in treasure, put in heaven, is our love for God and one another. And one another. That's what I want God to see when it comes to me. When he called me up, Reggie, front center, baby. God called me, asked, give account of my life. And as he look at my life, he'll see a lot of things, but those have been covered over. So since my baptism, he's going to look at the things that I've done in his body, the Bible says. And if he see nothing else, I want him to see, wow, Reggie loved all these people. Reggie loved me. Look what he's done for me. Those are the things I'm working for. For the Lord, not for me anymore. It's not about what I have. It's about what I'm giving to the Lord. Our greatest treasure, love for God and one another. When the need is there, the call goes out, we rise. We rise because our Lord Jesus is calling. Amen?
Amen.
Wait. Do I need to come down there and get a personal amen?
Amen.
We rise. See, that needs to be our attitude. As soon as we hear the call, we rise. We don't wait because Jesus is calling. Now, maybe you wait for me. You know, phone ring, caller ID, Reggie. Yeah. Let it go to voicemail. Voicemail. But for Jesus, we rise. Because we are the community of Christians that Christ's love built. The community of hope at 48 East 80th? Is more than a good thing. It's a response to God's call to love his sheep, to feed them, provide, and most of all, show and demonstrate the love of Jesus. We are a large congregation. We would have and should have more volunteers than we need. In the program, it said volunteers needed. Man, that should never be, because everybody is volunteering all the time. There's things that I can do Saturday morning, but there's none better than serving my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I rise, and I get ready, and I come to the Community of Hope here on 80th Street. There's no place I'd rather be on the first and third Saturday. A lot of places I can be, but none better. The clients that come are grateful, respectful, and they show their appreciation. Like someone was saying, how you see, I mean, the smile on their face, the thank you, the appreciation that they have for those of us who sacrifice our time, who stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about someone else. That is what they see. These people are here because they're thinking about us. There is love in the church. They know it's a place where they can come, take a shower, and receive a change of clothes. Relax, share news with one another, receive prayer, spiritual guidance, and referrals. They know it is out of kindness, compassion, and sacrifice that we are there. And that is what should be said about each and every one of us. And I believe we should always, that's just my belief, we should always have an attitude, what can I do for my Lord Jesus Christ? What can I do to show my love? What can I do? When was the last time I showed my love by putting myself down and getting up for others? Community of Hope is built on love and will last because of love. Those who volunteer receive a reward that money can't compare with. You know, everybody loves money. You know, I remember one time I was working, right? And Anacomp, it's a logistic company, and we would take your data and put it on CD-ROMs on the web, and we host it, train you how to use it, and all that good stuff. They transferred our paychecks to our account. Man, I went there on Thursday, put in my card, and I seen my available balance. Woo! Woo! I'm scared to touch it. You see, we love money. But you know what? That don't compare to the feeling I get when I come here and these brothers and sisters are waiting to come in to relax, to get some coffee, to get warm, and to just fellowship with one another. That is a much better feeling. Not only that, I knew that money wasn't mine. So I got excited. And I'll be honest with you. Satan came to me and said, draw it all out right now. Take it all out right now. I knew I would go to jail. It wasn't mine. It was just a mistake. I didn't earn that money. Why would I take it? Yeah, I wouldn't be here today probably talking to you all. Let me say this. Not all are called to preach. Not all are called to teach. Not all are called to sing. But we are all called to serve. We are all called to that. Well, I don't preach and I don't teach. What can I do? Serve. The disciples came to Jesus and they wanted to know who was the greatest. And he said, the least, the one who serves. The one who serves. Wow, you want to impress God? Then serve. In 1993, my wife and I began working with the outreach, and we discovered the true meaning of the phrase, it is better to give than receive. I look forward to coming to the community in hope. It reminds me of what Jesus said in Matthew 25. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Just think, whatever we do in the name of Jesus, to the least of those, we've done it for him. Man, that is powerful right there. That is powerful. Here, brother, here's a plate of food. Here, sister, here's a bottle of water. Wow, I'm doing this for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom I confess as being Lord. Wow. What is it I wouldn't do for my Lord? In Ephesians 2:10, let us stand. I just want to read this and we good. Yeah, this is a way of saying it's over. Yeah, when you stand, when Tom asks us to stand, we know it's over. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God's looking. God's seeing. God's hearing. Let us rise. Let us rise and go forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to God be the glory. Thank you all. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. We are located at 48 East 80th Street in New York City. Adults and children's Bible classes are held every Sunday beginning at 9:30 a.m., followed by worship services at 11 a.m. To hear previous podcasts, visit our website at www.manhattanchurch.org.